T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Well, folks, we have barely 50 days until the election, and sleepy, creepy Joe Biden has yet to, really decide how he's going to run this campaign. He's had to shift yet again. He's been forced from his basement hidey hole. He's had to answer a few questions from the media, though they were easy questions, to say the least. He also sounds like he's on way too many meds with rambling, even incoherent statements. And heaven help him if the teleprompter breaks down. Just as the man who wants access to the nuclear launch codes was going to explain why he sincerely wants to be president, because as it turns out, if he doesn't have a script, he can't really say why he wants to be president. Joining us now to discuss the latest from the presidential campaign trail is Mark Lauder. Mark is the Director of Strategic Communications for the Donald Trump 2020 presidential campaign. Mark, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
It's great to be with you, John. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, my friend. Nice to have you back on again. So, Mark, one thing I wanted to ask you about, I just saw the latest numbers on Hispanic support, and ironically, I heard them from MSDNC TV earlier this week. They were actually being honest for a change, and they actually reported that President Trump's standings with Hispanic voters is stronger now than 4 years ago, while Biden's support is softer than Hillary Clinton's, according to the latest polls. These are worrisome trends. If you're a Democrat, are you seeing the same numbers?
Absolutely. In fact, we've been seeing those kinds of numbers for a while because the president has got a very strong message for Hispanic and Latino voters, and including those down in Florida, where he has stood strong against Cuba, strong against Venezuela, and those communities, better than so many others, know the dangers of going down toward the socialist path that you see the radical Democrats taking us on. And I think it also fills in with what the rest of America is seeing. At a time when we see America's cities on fire, protests, shootings, rioting, looting, and Joe Biden calling police the enemy, Kamala Harris comparing them to the Klan. I mean, that's just not the way America thinks. We know the men and women who put that badge on to protect your home, your family, your small business are the best of us. And we need more of them, not less.
Right. Well, and, you mentioned Florida. I just saw, again, polling data showing the president anywhere from 5 to 7 points up in Florida. Similarly, Biden continues to lose support among union and blue-collar voters as well, correct?
There's no surprise there. I mean, when you look at Joe Biden's record, his vote for NAFTA, his championing of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, which would have eliminated millions of jobs, his championing of China's entry into the World Trade Organization or most favored nation status, which caused jobs to go overseas. Joe Biden likes to talk about how he's going to bring jobs back to America, but his record and his plan shows he's going to continue to do the exact opposite.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned these battleground states are key. His tax plan was at $4 trillion, but he's losing ground in those key battleground states, particularly states that have a thriving oil and gas economy, where Biden has been recently having to reverse course on his promise not to ban fracking. Many of us recall when he was seeking the nomination, he repeatedly said that he would ban fracking. Now he's pulling the old Potomac two-step, claiming he never told far-left activists he would get rid of fracking. Of course, that was a lie. Now, of course, he's reversing course on fracking.
There are critics that suggest you're trying to have it both ways. That is, you want to tell the environmentalist wing of your party that you want to ban fracking, but you're telling workers here in Pennsylvania nothing to fear.
I never told the environmentalists that I'm going to ban fracking, period.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
Yes. And you got to transition away from it. Look, you're going to ban fracking all across America right now, right?
I would love to.
Yeah, I'd love to, too. I'd love to make sure we can't use any oil or gas, period.
The look in my eyes. I guarantee you. We're going to end fossil fuel.
We're not going to get rid of fossil fuels.
Okay, so here's my question, Mark. Was he lying then, or is he lying now?
Well, I think he's just going to say whatever it is that he needs to say to whomever he has to say it to try to get votes. He's just a typical Washington politician for the last 50 years, and we should look at their war on energy. In fact, on Friday, Vice President Mike Pence was in Western Pennsylvania at a fracking facility talking about how President Trump is protecting their jobs, growing their jobs. And that's the kind of leadership we need. And all you have to do is look at that tweet from, you know, a week ago from the mayor of Los Angeles telling people to turn their air conditioning up to 78 degrees, turn off all your lights and your televisions because there were going to be blackouts.
Yeah.
That's a preview of life across America under Joe Biden.
We're talking with Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the Donald Trump 2020 presidential campaign. I've kind of joked at this and made fun of Biden and going back and forth and doing the old two-step. Mark, one of the things that actually has got me fairly upset right now is the way Biden and Harris are handling and responding to the China coronavirus right now. I think it's rather disingenuous. It's upsetting and frankly disgusting to see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris playing politics with the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm curious to get your take on the way they've politicized that.
I mean, it's utterly irresponsible, and it's going to put people's lives in jeopardy. They are undermining the confidence of the men and women, the thousands of men and women across this country at research labs and pharmaceutical companies who are working around the clock to try to approve and get a successful vaccine approved. And for them to question it just because it doesn't fit their political narrative could put people's lives at risk if someone believes that nonsense,
right,
and doesn't take the vaccine. I mean, it's just irresponsible beyond words. And the men and women who are working on it, the men and women who are hopeful for it, and the millions of Americans who are counting on it deserve an apology for that.
Yeah, I just think it's so disingenuous. And, you know, the sad part is the way the press has, again, just kind of ignored it. It's like the softball questions Biden got at his quote-unquote press conference the other day. They're not covering this at all. You know full well that if the situation were reversed and, you know, the president or Mike Pence had said something like this, the press would eviscerate them for saying something like this. And yet Kamala Harris and Joe Biden just don't get hard questions. I mean, I looked at the numbers the other day. I think Joe Biden went 32 days recently without answering a single question from the press.
Yeah, I mean, the toughest question Joe Biden has faced in recent weeks is, do you want fries with that? I mean, there's no question about that. And so when the media actually steps up and does their job, then the American people can be informed. There's a reason why Joe Biden doesn't want a debate before the actual ballots start going out. I mean, we have people in multiple states now who can currently vote, And yet they're being expected to vote for a president when they haven't even seen these two candidates standing side by side together. Most Americans won't even buy a car without kicking the tires and taking it for a test drive. And yet the Democrats know that if what's going to happen when Joe Biden and Donald Trump get on the same stage together, and that the American people are really going to see the stark choice that's ahead of them.
Yeah, I saw a poll recently that said, I think it was 42% of Democrats even think Donald Trump will win the debate. Speaking of which, well, we're 3 weeks away. Do you guys think, are you getting any indications, have the other side, have the Biden campaign sent any signals to indicate that Biden's going to back out? Do you feel 3 weeks out that they're still going to go ahead with the debates?
Well, you have to wonder, but I think Joe Biden has been very clear. He says he plans to debate. Now, I don't know if he plans to do all three or if he'll just do one. I mean, they'll make those decisions. You know, the American people expect three. So we'll see what Joe Biden does, and they'll have to make the determinations for themselves. But I can tell you one thing. You know, we could just look at the RNC and the DNC from a few weeks back to see the outcome of that. You're going to have President Donald Trump up there with a very positive, uplifting message, one that's hopeful about America and its best days are to come. And a party that is so pessimistic and negative about America.
Yeah.
And it's just not consistent with that, with our American traditions.
No, without a doubt. Mark, thank you again for joining us this evening, brother. If folks want, they can follow you on Twitter at @Mark_Lauder, and that's Mark with a C, or visit DonaldJTrump.com, or better yet, download the app, correct?
Absolutely. Trump 2020, you can download it on the iPhone or Android app stores.
Thank you again for joining us, my friend. Keep up the good work. Carry on the fight, brother.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be joined by Bree Russell and Tanya Hudson from the Unmask Wichita, Unmask Sedgwick County Group, who will tell us about the not-so-warm welcome they received from certain members of the Wichita City Council this week. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.